My name's Ron Hubbard. I'm the owner and president of Atlas Survival Shelters.
Shelters might sound like a relic of the past, so we were a little surprised to find out that, actually, the fallout shelter business is booming. Just ask Ron.
And there's a famous Ron Hubbard. Do you get that a lot?
No, I'm no relation, but yeah, I get that every day.
So yeah, we're not here to talk to Ron about Scientology. We're also not here to talk to him about his political beliefs, though a few might creep in. We reached out to Ron because he's one of the most prominent manufacturers of fallout shelters today.
How to get in the bomb shelters? Well, my career as a supermodel wasn't going so well.
Ron's tall, tan, has sort of a guy next door vibe. So it's all the more surprising when he talks about his line of work. He got his start about 8 years ago.
The shelter that we make today is basically just a derivative and a copy of the shelter that was designed back in the early 60s and late 50s.
Ron says he sold a shelter a month when he started out in 2011, then one a week. Now, he sells about one a day. In addition to shelters, Ron's something of a survival gear aficionado. He has his own YouTube channel where he hands down tips on hoarding for doomsday.
Hey, everybody! My name's Billy Bombproof, and I'm here to tell you about the new Billy Bombproof channel.
I am literally doing this podcast from my my cache room, which is where I cache all my survival supplies.
Guns, axes, backpacks, tents.
Survival food, water purification system, stoves, ovens, knives, bows and arrows, slingshots.
Product and get a laugh or two. So tune in to
But it's not just doomsday preppers like Ron buying these things. A lot of his clients are in Japan, Saudi Arabia, places where the threat of a nuclear attack still feels as visceral as it did to the U.S. in the 60s. Because, at least in those cases, it's right next door. In the U.S. today, the threat of nuclear weapons can get lost in what seems like a constant barrage of threats, big and small. That is, until there's an incident.
This just into CNN, it's the moment many people in Hawaii found out about the inbound missile that turned out to be a false alarm.
Moments ago, a false alert went out by a text message in social media which warned the people of Hawaii to...
Yes, after the Hawaiian scare, the amount of business in Hawaii went through the roof. I got maybe 200 emails within the 5 days from Hawaii that people were really scared, and they should be scared.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
My parents live in Hawaii, so they were there during the scare, which, if you remember, came right on the heels of months of fire and fury-filled tension between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, some people put their children down in sewer drains.
Given how real the threat of a nuclear attack was at the time, my parents' reaction threw me off completely. So I sat down with my mom to ask her about one thing in particular that stuck with me.
Well, you didn't call me, for one thing.
Nor your sister.
Which I'm a little offended.
So I thought about both of you, both my daughters, about calling. But I thought you only have 15 minutes. So which is your favorite? So I didn't call anybody.
You can turn it into a party room. You can turn it into your hobby and craft.
One of Ron's most popular designs doubles as a wine cellar.
Where the stairs are actually hidden underneath the kitchen counter.
But some of his custom builds feel more like lavish retreats. He built one with a swimming pool and a bowling alley. And after California's deadly wildfire season last year, he started offering a fire shelter. He also builds a model for just $9,000. Ron says it's not much more than a prison cell with a toilet and a bed, but it's something. He says he wants to be the Henry Ford of fallout shelters, make them accessible for all.
It may not be a luxury yacht, okay? It may be a canoe, you know, but a canoe and a yacht, what they have in common, they both float and they both keep you from drowning.
Ron told us he doesn't like to get his nose in other people's business, so he doesn't ask why people are buying these things. But he's pretty sure something is coming to a head. He calls it the inevitable end of the world as we know it. And in his view, it's all tied up with how divided our country's become.
People might be listening, oh, that's freaking crazy. There will never be a war. Well, tell that to the people of Germany during World War II. The whole country was devastated. You never know what's going to start a war, but this country is so divided.
Apparently, sales took a dip last year after tensions settled and Trump met with Kim Jong-un. Ron says people felt safer.
There's no country in the world in the right mind would mess with Trump right now because they know that he would bomb them. Nobody wants to mess with that man because they know they're going to lose. Obama got pushed around like a punk kid.
But Trump's own intelligence folks say North Korea is unlikely to give up its nuclear stockpile. And to make matters worse, some nuclear experts say that today, the threat of a global meltdown is the worst it's been since the darkest, most dangerous days of the Cold War.